Ooh. Oh my goodness. Hi, Big Fatty.
Excuse me a second. I'm on my phone here for just a second.
Oh, professional. This is a professional audio recording.
Yes. Well, I've made a list and I'm checking it twice. And I'm going to see who's going to be naughty and nice. And to hell with the nice ones. I want to invite the naughty ones over here to the villa to have a naughty Christmas. Are you on the naughty list?
No. I've been perfect this year.
Well, then perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
I think I've become one of Big Fatty's horror friends, everyone.
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
You guys just clear my throat.
Oh, perfect. You know, we do this live, so it's going to remain in the final edit. Because this
we're
is
live.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Merry Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 20th of December, 2021, in the jingling bell year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. Wow.
She's a national treasure.
Correct. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Bader. That's, get it right, it's Christmas.
Bader, V-E-D-E-R.
Oh, still couldn't even get it right as a Christmas gift. V-A-D-E-R. And joining me tonight is the one, the fat, the only. Y'all, it's Big Fatty.
The gassy.
Y'all, it's been a minute. Let's just go ahead and put that out there.
We are recording very late on the release date.
Correct.
Somebody was fat.
You.
Well, I was out of town on Sunday.
Right. You've been out of town for weeks. Y'all, and I apologize. I know I tweeted that there would be a show, but y'all, I had a special guest lined up, and he was so fat he couldn't find time to do the show after he said he would.
Probably out buying a new car or something.
Probably. Something like that. Or just, you know, driving to the Taco Bell over in, like, Brisbane or whatever. So.
Yeah, I hear it's good there.
Yeah. And then, y'all, it's been a week. It's been a week. Y'all, there's been not one.
Has it been an incident?
Well, there's been not one, not two, but three visitors this week.
Is this like when Scrooge was visited by three visitors during the night?
Right, except Extra Special Chris was the ghost of I've had enough, I'm leaving. Yes. I'm sure you heard on the Big Fatty Show that speaking of, Chris flew back in today. I didn't hear from him. I thought he might stay here tonight, so there could be some huppity boppity or something. I don't know, but although he probably needs to go, you know, get a little shot or something after being in New York. Chris was in what that was Wednesday night because he flew out on Thursday,
right?
And then my friend, we'll call him Clifford. Clifford was here.
Is he like a dog or something?
He's a little red. He's a little red.
Okay.
Y'all, he hates it when you call him Clifford. But anyway, Clifford was here, and he came in very unexpectedly on last Monday, and as of the recording of this, he is still here. He is here for a urgent work project, and so whatever. So
those UWPs are very important.
Yeah. So he and I went out to dinner Tuesday night. Y'all, we had the Lola. It's the Nolan's food.
At the Lola. Lola.
And then Wednesday night, Chris was here, and he and Big Fatty and young Nicholas and I went out to the Madre Rua, the Irish pub.
Yes.
Then on Thursday afternoon, all of a sudden,
meh.
And a little bit of
meh.
and probably one more time. Y'all, extra special slash somewhat special Chris flew in on the jumbo jet. And we got promptly leaving the airport, immediately went to the Fat Ones. That was our first stop. But we got stuck in traffic.
For the train.
Right. So it took us over an hour to get to the Fat One's house.
So it was kind of like being right there at Petticoat Junction, wasn't it?
Unfortunately, it was. Y'all, I'm sorry. I'm having a...
Y'all, he's a little verklempt.
Sorry, I swallowed that very expensive glass of wine wrong. Y'all, extra special Chris left me with a gift ad of some very nice wine. And I decided I was going to open a bottle.
Well, there you go.
Y'all, we went out to dinner Thursday night. Friday, we...
No, wait.
Well, we went to the villa. Y'all, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, he rolled out the red carpet. He did. And I walked in and sat down immediately on the sofa and just watched it all unfold.
It was a spectacle, wasn't it?
It was a spectacle. So extra special Chris got the tour de villa.
Yes.
And then there was going to be some bubbling water, but then eggnog was offered. And you know what eggnog means?
Well, yes.
Y'all, Big Fatty had the eggnog ice cubes and the eggnog and the whipped
cream.
Y'all,
they did not have it. They did not have the spiked eggnog, however.
Correct. So we stayed there at the villa for a while chatting. Y'all, I ate my weight in Big Fatty salty nuts.
Yes.
They were delicious.
And somewhat special Chris ate his weight in the nuts and bolts.
It's true. We were both saying we're not really that hungry because, you know, we were going out. We were going to a new place called Three Sirens over by the villa for dinner.
Three Sirens and a fountain.
And we stopped at the villa then instead of, you know, later because we figured, well, we weren't very hungry.
Right.
And so, y'all, we ate and we ate. And then we went to Three Sirens, which turned out to be a very expensive, very, very, very good restaurant. Everything's
you knew it was going to be expensive.
Well, it could be let's put it this way. It could be as expensive as you'd like it to be because it was small, medium, and large plates. So you kind of you could
have y'all always got the large plates.
We had all of them. Basically, we had small, medium, and large plates, and y'all, it was some of the best food I've had in a really long time. But that is going to be the theme of Vader's week. Friday, went out for some oysters at the Amen Street Bar and Grill.
Wait a minute. Was there alcohol consumed on Friday evening or Thursday?
Thursday evening. We each had a glass of wine at dinner, an a la carte glass, like a wine by the glass. A perfectly acceptable wine. So this place is owned.
Well, it was a travel day. You know, you didn't want to.
Right.
Overindulge. Well,
it's always the first night that gets you, so you got to watch it. And
amateur night on the first night.
Well, no, that was Friday night. So, y'all, it's owned by the owners of a bar right across the street called Stems in Skins, which is a wine bar. So they had great wine. But anyway, came back to the Vader family compound, gave kitties belly rubs, went to bed. Y'all, Friday. We went to Amen Street, which is an oyster bar.
Now, is this for breakfast?
Lunch. It was 11:30. Okay. So we got up and had a little coffee. Well, I had the coffees and Chris had the tea, I believe. And we went out and we had some, he had seafood and I had a hamburger because Amen Street has one of the best burgers I've ever had. And
By the way, I don't know if you know this or not, but Tuesday, you know, the shortest day of the year. Tomorrow is National Hamburger Day.
Ah, well, I might have to go back, but actually, I can't afford to. Y'all, Friday night, we have some, he has some friends who moved here and opened some restaurants, and they're chez français, and they're delicious. What? They're fancy.
Oh, and fancy.
Yeah. I am going to leave. I can't tell you guys about the night because I've sworn to never speak of it again. Basically, the bill. To give you an indication of how this night went. Now, there are four of us, including the owners, eating. The bill was well over $1,000.
Oh!
And I ended up in an Uber on the Isle of Palms at midnight and passed out. from something, and I'm not going to tell everybody what was happening, and woke up on my sofa the next morning. So, that's how that went. So that kind of put a damper on Saturday a little bit. Saturday morning was a little slow.
I'm guessing that you were so excited to have somewhat special Chris come visit that you picked up the check on Friday night.
No, I don't know that anyone paid Friday. Anyway, it's a long story.
Okay.
is there a special guest in the studio? You're looking over. Oh, okay. I only see part of the screen. But y'all, Saturday we just had Mexican for lunch, and I think I had a piece of lettuce. Saturday night, y'all, we went to, my coworker was having a little crema soiree,
right,
which we thought was a drop in. Y'all, it was a dinner party.
Oh,
I mean, we were on time because I thought it was just a drop in for Chris and I and one of our mutual friends. Y'all, it was, she had made some of the most incredible food. Well, I think her cook made it anyway, but I don't think she actually did. She took credit for it, but it was delicious. And it was an Ina Garten themed party.
Oh,
y'all, I could barely keep my eyes open. And they were trying to pour me drinks. I was like, I got to drive home. I thought we were just popping in. Y'all, we got there at 7. I got home at 11:30.
Oh. Needless, old people cannot do that.
And finally, y'all, on Sunday morning, Extra Special Chris got up and said, take me to the airport to get my rental car. And I said, okay, toot, toot. Y'all, he was on the road by 9 o'clock.
My own car? Is that what he said?
Well, he got a rental car because he drove down to Florida for a week or so.
Oh, he wasn't flying to Florida.
No, he drove. So he, anyway, he could not get out of here fast enough. And I was like, I am going to tell you, fat people going to be fat. And that weekend wore a fat person out. But then my friend Clifford, the big red, texted as I'm taking a nap Sunday afternoon, hey, I'm still here. Let's go out for shrimp. Y'all, if I eat one more goddamn shrimp,
okay,
I'm going to vomit. We went to Arts. It's in Mount Pleasant. Oh. It's kind of like a dive bar right there on Coleman Boulevard. And I knew he wanted like oysters and shrimp and stuff. I was like, oh, well, it's Sunday night. They have an oyster roast. So perfect. And so we went there. And he was chatting. He's like, I'm going to have another drink. And I was like, we are leaving. Or you can Uber back to Latson. This jalopy is pulling out. And I was like, I got to go home. So anyway, it was great. But, and Big Fatty, we were going to record this a day early, but Big Fatty decided to stay at his brother's for the evening.
Yes. Yes. I had an extra eggnog.
Oh, now, was it the amateur night eggnog, or was it?
No. Okay. I told my brother, don't make it so that I go, just make it so that I feel a little warmth as it goes down, but I'm not repulsed by it.
Right. And also, I don't want to shit my pants later, and it's me, so know I will. right. And he was like, oh, yeah, you will. So,
yeah.
Okay. So you enjoyed it. It was a good time. It was, I'm sure we'll hear about it on the BFO.
Yes, you will. And, but it's, it was a lot of driving in 2 days, in 3 days.
Well, I thought you were confused when you were telling Extra Special Chris and I this plan. I thought you were confused about the dates. And I was like, oh, you mean you're staying through Christmas? And you're like, no, I'm coming back the next day. And I was like, Lord, even for Vader, that's a lot of driving. And I've got a jalopy. We'll drive.
Right. Right.
Y'all, I have driven all over this goddamn town about 200 times in the last 5 days.
You need to get one of those self-driving jalopies.
I knew somebody who could.
Well, I hear that they're doing quite well. In the testing phase.
So I just wish I could click a button on an app and it picks me up and I don't have to I know. If only we knew someone who could do that. Yeah. It's a shame we don't. But, we don't know people. So
no, we don't.
So. Y'all, yeah. I felt like
I drove. So now you're done. You're done at the coal mine, right?
Yes. I may pop in on Tuesday to close out my books for the end of the year because I have some receipts and things I need to take care of.
Meaning but
I
tomorrow.
Don't
think,
Yeah. But I don't think anybody's going to be there to process them. So I probably won't go by. I'm done. My last day, I went in last Wednesday morning before we saw, Chris was looking so cute. He was just so adorable.
Now, I understand that that the shitter was full this past week.
Y'all, on top of all of this, on Wednesday, y'all, the coal mine had a...
I believe it was breaking news.
Breaking news. Y'all, the coal mine had a miner's cart contest. So, you know, a coal cart. Like the cart that you fill the coal with and it comes out of the mine, you know, on the tracks.
Right.
We had a miner's cart contest. Y'all, I know, you've forgotten. You've been gone for 3.5 years.
Well, I've been gone for 3 years. I don't take the Prevagen.
Right. So, y'all, I saw Big Fatty so much this past week. I'm not kidding. The villa was basically my second home. But on Wednesday afternoon, y'all, there was a miner's cart contest where you had to decorate your jalopy cart up in a Christmas theme. And it was it was voluntarily not voluntary. So you're kind of expected to participate.
Everybody welcome.
You will participate. Y'all, and I don't usually do this because I'm usually gone by the time it happens. But I kind of got my arm twisted, and I knew this is how it was going to go, is that the arm twisters wouldn't actually help. And I said, okay, well, if y'all want to do this, we will do it, and we will win. So I immediately texted Larry Cly, and I said, you're going to need to wear your drawing clothes, your painting clothes, and your nailing clothes. And he said, okay. And y'all, we turned our miner's cart into Cousin Eddie's RV from the Christmas vacation, and I borrowed... Oh, I've got to give you your bathrobe back. Yes. I borrowed Big Fatty's white, but it wasn't really white, bathrobe, wore a camo... what do you call the hat that covers your ears? Y'all, they have a name, but anyway, you know the kind I'm talking
puppy
about.
Puppy dog ear flap.
We made it look like the RV, and we hooked a sewer hose to the back, and y'all, we drug it right through the coal mine playing the Christmas Vacation song. We didn't even slow down. We waved. We said, hi, we're Larry from the Down the Street Mines, and they said, gotcha.
And the shitter's full.
And then my coworker yelled out, shitter's full, and we just kept going, they were throwing Hershey's Kisses out because the shitter was full. And y'all, we had even strapped a 10-foot Christmas tree to the roof. And we drug.
Where did that come from?
We found it in a closet. And we drug the plug for it behind us as well. Y'all, we didn't. We spent $4. I needed two little pieces of wood. We spent $4. Y'all, we won because I told them, I was like, if we're gonna do this, we're gonna win. And they're like, whatever. And I was like, oh no, I'm not doing this for fun. I'm doing this for the cash prize.
Right. Which there wasn't one.
There was no prize.
No prize.
Mm-mm.
So, well, anyway, congratulations.
Yeah, I rolled up as Cousin Eddie in Big Fatty's bathrobe,
Who was Aunt Bethany?
The new skull was Aunt Bethany. And decided at the last minute she was too embarrassed to walk around with a fake Jell-O mold and a bag of cat food.
Oh.
And so she didn't.
Okay.
So she didn't participate, but she got in the photo op for the winners. Don't worry. Y'all, we had made the windshield look like it was covered in mud by spraying it down with we tried a lot of things. I don't know what actually worked, but I think it was the off bug spray that finally worked and making it look like it was covered in mud. Y'all, I couldn't see a thing. I'm driving around with a 10-foot Christmas tree dangling from the back and the shitter's full and people on the back of the miner's cart couldn't see a thing. There must have been 40 people, 40 coal mine groups participated. It was a good time. So anyway, yeah, it was good. It was good.
And you kicked their ass.
Oh, we absolutely did. And I was like, and that's it. I'm not doing this again. That was my year for doing it.
Right.
Next year, I'll play the role of Aunt Bethany.
You can't do it any better.
Yep.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone who was born on this day, and I tell him if they're dead or alive. But more difficult part of this is I'm going to tell him why we know who they are.
Right. Okay.
All right, Big Fatty. Let's do this. Yeah, we're rushing
Menzies.
Through this. I'm sorry, what was that?
Robert Menzies.
Okay, Robert Menzies is alive.
Okay.
Okay. I think it was swimming. He won the silver for swimming in the 88 Olympics, I believe it was.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that was it.
No, Robert Menzies is dead.
Oh.
And he was the 12th Prime Minister of Australia.
Oh.
And the longest serving Prime Minister of Australia.
Wish we had a special guest.
Because Menzies was his name.
I wish we had a special guest who would have known that. I don't.
Oh.
Anyway. Oh. Okay.
A special guest?
Yeah.
All right. Harvey Firestone.
Harvey Firestone or Harvey Firestein?
Harvey Firestone.
Okay. Harvey Firestone is also dead. He's the creator of the Firestone tires.
Well, he is indeed dead, and was an American industrialist and founder of the Firestone Tire and Rubber Company.
Okay, we're going to need to
know where rubber meets the road.
Mm-hmm. I do know.
Did you know that?
I do.
All right, the next one is Neil Armstrong.
Oh, Neil Armstrong. Dead as a doornail. Y'all, he was the first man on the moon, kind of, so.
No, not that one.
The time is just running low.
Neil Armstrong
was
born on this day as a Canadian ice hockey linesman, and he's dead.
Okay.
John Hillerman.
Well, I can't believe you threw this one in there. It's kind of personal.
Yeah,
that's who you were just visiting in Hawaii.
Yes, John Hillerman. You're very right. And dead or alive?
Now dead, right. Probably. Yeah. After a week with
John
you in the
John Hillerman is indeed dead.
Okay.
That's the only part of this you got right.
Right, okay.
And John Hillerman was an American actor who was in Magnum P.I., Chinatown, and Blazing Saddles.
Okay, great. Dead. Okay, perfect. Well, I, as usual, rocked that.
Would you like just one more to redeem yourself?
Looking at the clock, I think we've got some time for one more.
Okay, David Cook.
David Cook. See, these are tricky. The Cooks are tricky. There are a lot of David Cooks.
Yes.
So the David
Cooks in the kitchen.
The David Cook that I know was on American Idol and is still alive.
You are exactly correct. You have got two.
You
have set a new Larry Vader record. Actually, I got to tell you, this was the worst day to try to find somebody to put on dead or alive.
So
it's just awful.
And so I did well. Perfect. Yeah, I can't believe I remembered that David Cook was on The American's Idol, but
I can't believe it either.
Well, that was back during the patrickspubonline.com/clownfart days. Yeah, okay. Where I used to go over there and watch American Idol because I lived across the street. But I drove. Yeah.
After the break.
Yeah. Now, y'all, this is it. We're not going to record another show before the crema.
Would you like to ahead and...
Oh, y'all, speaking of...
Oh, wait a minute.
Breaking news, y'all, you know Miss Elma Ray in the rolls and the salad that she makes. I love so much. Her husband passed away.
Oh, no. Does that mean she won't be making the rolls or the salad?
My mother, in traditional Southern style, y'all, the funeral was Wednesday. Of course, I couldn't go because I had to be Cousin Eddie. And I really did want to go.
Well, you couldn't go because the shitter was full.
Right. I really did want to go, but I knew.
Your mother told her that.
Right. I really felt like I should be there because her husband, she is she's a cousin, my cousin's husband's mother. Anyway, but we spent all these holidays with her, but my mother told me on Tuesday. And the funeral was on Wednesday. So, but in typical Southern people fashion, y'all, I was just before we recorded this. The reason we're so late is I was on the phone with my mother.
Hatterina.
Yeah, the Hatterina. And she's very upset. Well, she's upset by a lot of things that Walmart doesn't have. But
Have they restocked the vanilla wafers yet?
No, nor the sparkling diet beverage that they enjoy. The Clear Choice or whatever that one's called. She can't. Mm. And my father, he just likes those.
What is the world coming to?
I know. But y'all, in traditional Southern lady fashion, she, when I called, I was leaving the grocerarium and I bought some stuff to figure out what I was going to make, still not knowing what the plan was for Christmas Day. And I said, hey, I just was checking in. And I said, have you heard? No, I have not heard from anyone. I said, well, her husband just died. She's like, we still have to have Christmas. You would think by now. And I was like, well, he was buried less than a week ago. I know. And I was like, okay, Hatterina. Everyone back off. So y'all, there are no Christmas.
She's worried planned. About the rolls.
Well, no one actually likes the rolls. but... it's not the rolls that we like. It's the,
congealed salad.
Yes. It's got like, it's more fluff than congealed. I mean, it's both, but yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's a lot of whipped cream.
Well,
stuff,
do me a favor. Okay. I really love, you know, I'm like Oprah. I love bread. And you know, if you could bring me a couple of those rolls back, I'd be more than willing to toast them up and taste test them.
Next Monday's LFC?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, y'all. Again, I don't know if we're even having crema with everyone. My mother has gone out and pre-ordered a smoked turkey from some place or smoked turkey breast so that we can at least have a little turkey at Christmas. Anyway.
Well, you know, tried to smoke a turkey once, but I couldn't keep it lit.
Right. Y'all, I went... We have so much has happened since we recorded. Remember, Fatty, did we talk about me going to the car lot to get the mother's iPad? I feel like
no.
Yeah, y'all,
you
my mother.
You went to the sports ball game.
Oh, right. Well, I went back because.
Oh,
y'all,
I hadn't heard this.
I'd been trying to get the Hatterina an iPad because she's been using her dead mother in law's ancient Amazon tablet, whatever. And it had died, and so she needed an iPad. And she loves to read the obituaries. And y'all, I don't know if you know this, but right now, as the day we record this, if you try to go and buy a regular iPad, non-cellular, just plain iPad, not Pro, Mini, or Air, just iPad, which I think is the best value in iPad right now, you'll get it sometime in late February.
Oh!
It's because it uses so many legacy nodes, blah, 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 back-ordered, blah, blah, blah. Well, y'all, by the time all this came up, that had already started. So I have been on the hunt for an iPad. Well, finally, yes. I found one show up at the last minute at an Apple store in the car lot. And y'all, I did what any Southern son would do. I said, gotta go.
I'm happy.
And so went up there, went the night before because I didn't want to go up and back in the same day. Went up there, y'all. I stayed by in this shitty ass motel, a Days Inn, right next to the woodshed.
Oh well,
which is why I stayed there.
Perfect,
y'all. It was country hootenanny karaoke night.
Now, was that spelled C U N T?
Yes, it was.
Okay,
and y'all, it was $5. You call it liquor.
Oh.
And I'm going to tell you
and
how
you called it.
I called it. I was like, well, the Maker's isn't included in that, right? And he's like, oh, yeah, Maker's Bullet. And I was like, oh, this is just going to end poorly.
This is not going to end well.
Right. But, yeah. So I called it. And y'all.
And you vomited.
No. I only had a few drinks. But, y'all, there were so many hot men's up there. And, ooh.
Oh!
It was a damn good time, but y'all, I have the iPad. The story is I have the iPad.
Oh, good.
Right.
Now, so this is our last show for 2021?
Nope, we'll have one next Sunday night, or for Monday.
Okay, well,
so on the 30th.
Well, then
I'll
ask 27. You next Sunday how your Kwanzaa celebration is going.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Perfect, and I'll ask you how your weight loss journey is going.
I can answer that right now. But anyway, so you're going to Hackville for crema?
I am. Are you going to do anything?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am. I'm having a crema lunch with the widow of the gentleman who wrote the Wheel of Time series. that's now the big nanny on the HBO Prime.
Well, okay. Okay. Great.
Anyway, speaking of weight loss.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Okay, I know you're usually good at those, like, you know, those segues and whatnot, but there's nothing to do with weight loss in that one.